Hello, everybody. How are you doing today? My name is Tony Rizzano. This is another episode of the world famous, the universally loved, the best podcast in 1, 2, 3 galaxies. But ladies and gentlemen, you and I, we just call this show Online Marketing Moves. We are coming to you live today. Today is Friday, April the 5th, 2024. Ladies and gentlemen, how are you doing today? Ladies and gentlemen, today we're going to talk about something very important. Today we're going to talk about multi-level marketing. Now, I've had my opinion on MLMs in the past. You know, I don't think they're all that bad. I don't think they're a scam. The problem is, it's not the MLMs themselves. The problem is, people are so busy trying to be instant millionaires. Nobody wants to work. Nobody wants to put in the work, put in the time to become rich. They want it quick. They want it bada bing, bada boom. They want it quick. And so this is going to be a problem for you. If you're one of these people who are looking to, you know, let's say you want to get into a business, and you don't want to sell your own products, you don't want to do all the hassle. And so you first get into the internet. A lot of people go down this route. You first get into the internet and you see people and they're like, "Hey, I'm making $20,000 a month, $10,000 a month." And you know, all I'm doing is telling people about this product, you know, and it's a multi-level marketing, you know, whether you're selling pills, lotions, potions, doesn't matter. Let's say somebody tries to recruit you, okay, and you sign up. Now, they are going to tell you what you want to hear. They are going to tell you that you can become a millionaire in a matter of minutes, and that's a problem. The problem with that is there's nothing wrong with multi-level marketing. The problem is most people don't have the patience to hang in there and to do the things that are necessary to achieve success in the multi-level marketing universe. And so for you, for me, for anybody, if you want to achieve success in this business, I'm going to tell you something. The most important thing that you need to succeed in the MLM space, you need patience. Okay, it's not a pretty word. It's not a successful word to use, but you need to have patience because the MLM market has such an ugly, negative connotation about it because so many people have told other people that they can become a millionaire overnight. And you and I both know, the most important thing that you can do, I'm going to tell you something. The most important thing you can do when you are first starting on the internet, the most important thing that you can do is make a sale quick, okay? No matter what it is. Because confidence is very important. I remember it took me 3 months, 4 months when I got into an MLM a while ago, some years ago. It took me like 3 or 4 months to make my first sale. When I made my first sale, I was so happy. I felt like I was floating. It was very exciting. It was very like, whew, whew, whew. I remember my first payment came in. It came in on a Friday. It was like $70-something. And I probably spent $150. But the point of all that is it happened. And it just lets you know that you can do it. And a lot of times when you get into the multi-level marketing, so many people tell you how easy it is, how much money you can make. They don't talk about, you know, you have to change. The most important thing about any kind of business, forget the physical aspect, forget the working long days, long nights. We all work hard, you know, everybody works hard. The man that takes out your trash, to the doctor that, you know, takes care of your child, to, you know, your mechanic. Everybody works hard, you know, so don't get me wrong. Everybody works hard. It's not about working hard. It's about your mentality. You got to have a certain mentality when you want to do something on your own, when you want to make your own money, when you finally say, hey, you know, I don't want to work this job any longer. I want to make money for me. I want to create a business for me. I want to, you know, market myself. I want to sell myself. I want to create money for me. There's a different mentality you have to take. It's a rough one. It's going to be, you know, because if you get into let's say you tell people right now, if you tell people, I'm into multi-level marketing, they're going to say, you fell for that? Yeah, dummy. This, that, and the other. You have to tune those people out. You have to buckle yourself, brace yourself. You have to get over the fact that don't talk to your friends and family about it, you know, because they're not going to care. Nobody cares about what you're doing until you become successful at it, you know. The only person that might care is a spouse or your child, maybe. But most people, 99% of the people of the world, they do not give a damn about what you are doing until you find success. And then if you get successful, they will say, hey, what are you doing? What can I do? You know, so you have to remember that. And I would never, one mistake that people make when it comes to MLM, they go to their friends first. I would never go to my friends first. I would never talk to my friends or my family about my multi-level marketing business. I would go to the internet. I would create a website. I would create content. I would find people who are looking for the same thing I'm looking for. The more you find people, the more people that you attract that are trying to do the same thing you're trying to do. It's easier that way than going to your friends and family, because your friends and family are going to give you a pity party, you know. Anytime anybody ever told me, hey, I'm selling XYZ, I go, okay, send me a brochure, I'll listen. I ain't buying. I already know I'm not buying, you know? So you have to remember that. You have to find people who are trying to be, you have to find people who are trying to do the same thing you're trying to do. You know, stay away from friends, stay away from family. I know they say that a lot in multi-level marketing. You don't want friends and family. You want people who are on the same path as you. People who are unhappy, you know, looking for a way out, looking for a way to make extra money, looking for things to buy, looking for things to sell. You want to find those people. You want to find like-minded people. You don't want to find people who are in your family, you know, because the only thing you're going to do is make them mad and they're not going to talk to you anymore. You don't want that, okay? And so patience is the most important thing you can have if you want to get into multi-level marketing. You have to remember that because a lot of times, the thing is, most of us have, you know, we think we are all salesmen at the end of the day. You know, you sell yourself on a wife, you sell yourself on a husband, you sell yourself to your children. Hey, why should you listen to me? I'm your daddy, you know. It's not always a guarantee that they're going to listen to you. You know, your parents, they sell themselves to you. Everybody is selling themselves to you, but that doesn't mean they are going to listen. And so when it comes to multi-level marketing, a lot of people don't know anything about sales. And so if you're not familiar with sales, you're going to start off a little rocky, and that's where people give up. You have to have the hard-headedness to say, hey, I'm going to hang in. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to quit. You know, you have to have that mentality. There's a different mentality you have to have. And so I'm telling you all this because, you know, every now and then I hear people, you know, bashing the MLM, knocking it. You know, I don't knock it. You know, I remember when I tried it when I was young and it didn't work out. And I was like, and my brother, My brother, he was so happy to say it was a scam. I was a sucker. I was a dummy. My brother, he was over the moon happy to say that, say all that. But I kind of realized, you know why my brother was so happy about that? To tell me that it was a scam and it wasn't going to work, because he never wanted to try nothing. My brother never wanted to move up in the world, you know? He liked working his little job, but he didn't like his job. But he was always like, I need to become rich. I need to do this. I need to do that. But he was always scared to take chances, you know? Me, I never been scared to take a chance. And so I took a swing at it. I didn't stick with it. It didn't work out. And at first I was like, hey, is it? Yeah, you're right, man. It's a scam. Then when I got older, I got more mature. I said, you know what? Multi-level marketing is not a scam. The problem is people give up on it so quickly, you know. If they don't make $1,000 in the first month, they give up on it quickly. It's not a scam. It's not for everybody. But if you want to stick with it, if you want to do it, you have to have patience. You have to learn. You have to learn how to create content. You have to learn the ability to sell. So if you ever want to get into multi-level marketing, I suggest you buy some books, learn how to sell, learn how to promote yourself before you promote your business. Listen to online marketing moves. And because at the end of the day, people buy from people they like. If they like you, they'll buy from you. If they don't like you, they won't buy from you. It doesn't matter the product. Okay. And so, ladies and gentlemen, this is today's episode. Multi-level marketing. Is it good? It's good. Are we all bad about it? Yes. We all treat it like a lottery ticket, and that's not the way to go. That's not the mentality to have. So if you want to get into multi-level marketing, I'm going to give you a couple of suggestions. Don't listen to your friends. Don't listen to your family. Stick with it. Learn how to sell. Learn how to promote yourself. And then, you know, give it a year, give it 2 years, give it some time, and you'll start making some money. And so, ladies and gentlemen, with that being said, that is it. We will be back. Since we missed Wednesday's episode, we will be back tomorrow with the episode of Online Marketing Moves. So my name is Tony Rizzano. Until Saturday, thank you for listening. And as always, everybody, God bless and peace.